Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. Turkey wants nuclear weapons of mass destruction because Israel has nuclear weapons of mass destruction. That's the headline. John Rood comes to explain this headline and the desires of the Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Tayyip Erdogan wants to have nuclear weapons of mass destruction. He wants to join the nuclear club. And he said because Israel has these nukes, I know that the state of Turkey is a member of NATO, which Great Britain and all the European Union are involved in. What are the concerns? What is the thinking of the European Union as it relates to nuclear weapons for Turkey?
Turkey has had stand, which has been quite firm through 17 years of President Erdogan's rule. He has voiced eagerness to make Turkey a nuclear-armed state. He's on the record for describing Israel as the principal threat to peace in the Middle East. The U.S., of course, works with Turkish bases and has U.S. nuclear weapons in Turkey. Interesting enough, those weapons cannot be used unless there's a launch protocol that includes Washington and Ankara. Both the United States and Turkey would be involved with the use of the weapons that the U.S. puts there in Incirlik Air Base, which is sort of an interesting thing to take note of. If Turkey actually goes ahead and launches a nuclear weapons program, then the concern is that there would be some type of domino effect and that we would see similar things come to the headlines. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Syria, and Greece are the main concerns there. I believe, Jimmy, that there's a lot going on behind the scenes when we're speaking about nuclear weapons in the Middle East. This would be a very prayerful matter.
John Rood explaining why Turkey believes they should have nuclear weapons of mass destruction. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The proliferation of nuclear-powered nations in this world, and in particular in the Middle East, is of great concern to the people of this world and the leaders of the nations in our world as well. There is fear that Iran may become nuclear-powered in the very near future, which will be a major threat to the Middle East and the European Union. Now, Turkey wants to acquire nuclear weapons of mass destruction as well. Both Iran and Turkey, with nuclear weapons of mass destruction, sets in place an end-time scenario that the Bible describes for the last days. The prophet Ezekiel warned of such an alignment, Turkey and Iran, as partners. That's Ezekiel 38, verses 2 and 6 for Turkey, and Ezekiel 38, 5 for Iran. Both Turkey and Iran, with nuclear weapons, will actually set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...